always a treat when we get someone in the studio, and even better treat, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Yorkshire 2017, Jen Atkin is here. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Well, first of all, congratulations on becoming Miss Yorkshire 2017.
Thank you so much. It's such a great opportunity, and there's so many different things that have come from it already. So I'm excited for the finals at Resorts World Birmingham on the 12th to the 14th of July. And I can't wait to see all the girls again and see what happens.
So that's when it becomes Miss England. That's when you're going for Miss England, is it?
Yes, it is.
And how many other girls are involved? How many other girls are you competing against?
Around 50.
Good Lord. Okay, so that's quite a lot.
Yeah, they're all from all over the country as well. So, and there's so many different types of girls, so many different personalities, different backgrounds. So I'm so excited.
But your story is quite unique, isn't it, really, when it comes to Miss Yorkshire? Just tell us exactly how you've become Miss Yorkshire, because you've gone through a bit of a transformation.
Yeah, so in the past 2 years, I've lost around 8 stone in weight. I mean, it's taken me a long time, but it's been so worth it, and my confidence has grown. And all of a sudden, I decided to do this competition, and my confidence has grown even more every single thing I do. So, yeah, it's great.
8 stone.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's huge.
How do you start on a journey like that? Because there'll be a lot of people at home want to lose weight and stuff like that and think,
hello,
no, I can't
I'm
do
here.
That. I can't do that. That is an awful lot of weight to lose. Why did you do it and how did you do it?
I just got in the right mindset. I woke up one morning and thought, I need to change my life. I need to change my whole lifestyle. And it just started on one day. I got up and I went for a jog and started eating better, drinking lots of water. I went to the gym and it just went from there, really. I started going to the gym 6 times a week.
6 times a week?
Yeah. I don't go that much anymore.
Right,
I'm too tired from work, and just started eating better and researching healthy eating, researching different types of exercising, and it just became such an interest to me, and it just became my new lifestyle, and I love it.
So was there a target that you wanted to hit? Was there a target weight, and how long you wanted to do it? Were you thinking, if I lose all this, I'm going to enter Miss Yorkshire?
No, I started off just doing it to see if I could actually stick to a diet.
Yeah.
And then my goal was 4 stone. And when I hit the 4 stone gone mark, I thought, I may as well carry on now. And then when it hit 7 stone, I thought, I can't stop now. I need to double my target and hit 8. And I originally entered a competition in Grimsby before Miss Yorkshire. And I'd lost 7 stone up to there. And I thought, I just want to smash my target now. And then I hit 8 stone and just completely doubled it, and it was great. So
it's fantastic, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. So how long then, from first saying, right, I'm off for a jog this morning, how long to now, or to when you lost all that weight?
Just over 2 years.
Wow, some effort.
Long time.
It was a really strict diet. I mean, people think that you can diet for a week and lose all this weight. It was strict. 2 years. Barely having any cheat meals, been really strict myself and really committed, and it took a lot of hard work, but it's been so worth it.
Can I ask you a question? Because you look well on, some people lose a lot of weight and they look ill.
Yeah, yeah.
You look really well on losing the weight. So were you living unhealthily? Why did you get as you were? Or was that just you naturally?
No, I was really unhealthy. I had my own house at the time, and I wasn't really educated in healthy eating, so I just ate what I want. I could just go to shop and buy what I wanted and eat what I wanted whenever. And I got into really bad habits of eating late at night and been too lazy to cook. But I taught myself how to cook, and I taught myself how to eat properly, and that's why it's become a new lifestyle for me.
So no takeaways, effectively?
I do have the odd takeaway.
Oh, thank God for that.
You've got to give yourself a treat. Yeah.
Exactly. When she says odd, Darren, that's like every odd day.
Ah.
Yeah, that's just like one every month or something, or every couple of weeks. That's where we're going wrong, right? That's where we're going wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds so ridiculous, but you look forward to it and you enjoy it so much more knowing that you only have it occasionally. When you have it every day or every other day,
I still
you don't enjoy it as much.
Oh, I still look forward to it. Don't worry about that. I still look forward to it. So the strict diet, what would be, during that strict diet, what would be your normal meal plan during the day then?
So in the morning, I'd wake up and I'd have lots of water, maybe a green tea and a bowl of porridge. And I'd snack throughout the day of eggs and fruit. For lunch, I'd probably have a tuna salad or a jacket potato. And then on the night, I'd have like a stir fry or a salad or an omelette or something like that. And then if I needed anything in the night time, because I do like my sweet stuff as well,
yeah,
I'd probably have like a yogurt or some blueberries. But I need to keep things stocked up in the fridge to pick out, because if I don't, I'll just want to go out and get chocolate.
Yeah. So what were your snacking things? Because I think that's what would get me, like, later on in the evening when I'm sort of sitting at home, not having a cup of tea and...
I'm a bit worried. So far in this diet, shan't mention fish and chips, baking sandwiches, bags of pinballs,
McDonald's,
chocolate biscuits.
Oh, yeah. Chicken nuggets.
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets are my treat.
Are they?
Yeah,
is that what you have as a treat?
Oh, yeah.
Box of 20, or do you just go for the Happy Meal now?
It depends how I'm feeling. I gave up chicken nuggets for Lent. So when Lent
Did
was over,
really?
Yeah, I had a full box of 20 chicken nuggets.
Oh, they are good though. They are good.
Just showing off now.
I know.
Showing off.
So did you find it hard, or once you got into it, did you find it sort of get easier?
No, not
all
really.
Right. Okay,
at the beginning, I was just in the right mindset, really.
Yeah.
And I was going over to America to see my brother, so I had something to aim for and I had a date that I wanted to look good for.
Yeah.
So I just kept that in mind whenever I was going to the fridge and thinking, oh, I want to eat something. I kept thinking, no, you're going to America. And it was a surprise as well to see my brother, because he lives in America, so I don't see him often. So I wanted to get there and for him to be like, wow, you look so different.
Yeah.
So for me, that was a good starting point, really. And when I got back, I just carried on and it just became addictive. And I made loads of new friends at the gym, so I wanted to go and see them. And I just got really interested in the whole lifestyle, really, and just carried on. I mean, there is days where I think, oh, you know, I don't want to diet today, and you're always going to have days like that, and I won't diet that day, but I'll wake up the next day full form and start over again.
What about the decision then to go into modeling? Because that's quite a brave move, because people are judging you on how you look, basically, and I guess that could hurt your confidence. I don't know. I find it quite brave that you put yourself out there. I'm not sure I'd be brave enough to do that. Well, especially with a face like mine, I wouldn't bother, but that's an aside. But, you know, you've gone out there and you said, yeah, wow, look at me. But I think that's quite a brave thing to do. And, you know, I don't know, what made you do that? Was you just that pleased with how, you know, the change in yourself that you felt so confident you wanted to do it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I learned so much on my journey and it's taken me a long time to get confident. And this competition has made me so much more confident as well. I never did any modelling before this competition, and now I'm with DK Models in Sheffield. And so that was a massive confidence boost. But it was really, I learned so much about myself, and I thought, I'm going to put myself out there, and if people don't like me, then that's their problem. I'm happy within myself, I'm happy within my life. If anyone wants to learn from me, if anyone wants to be inspired by me, then absolutely fantastic. And if not, then I'm just going to let them get on with it. And any bad feedback I've had just goes straight over my head, to be honest.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we just ignore that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a lot of bad feedback here, so we understand that.
Sadly, it's from our boss, but we'll move on. Have you got a pair of them big trousers that you used to have?
Oh, I have.
Come on, have you?
I have, yeah.
Honestly.
I haven't taken a picture in them yet, near the whole standing one leg.
Because I think everyone thinks, you've just bought a bigger pair of trousers, haven't you? That's what you've done there. But I'm amazed. I don't know. I always think that kind of weight loss.
It's commitment, isn't it?
Yeah. Such a mate of mine lost a lot of weight, and he did. Honestly, looked ill. You just look great on it. So
yeah, you've got to do it the right way. You know, it's all about healthy eating, and eating better, not eating nothing. I hate it when people say just don't eat anything, because you should, you've got to. Your body needs food, your body needs all
especially
the
especially if you're going six times
nutrients.
A week to the gym.
Yeah. Well, I don't go as much now, my post lady, but I don't
well,
need
no,
to.
Well, no, you're working 11 hours a day. So I'm surprised that you've got the energy to go to the gym after that sort of like length. Miss Yorkshire, how did that all come about? Did it just suddenly appear? Is it something you just thought, oh, crack at that?
I was doing some charity work in Grimsby at a homeless place called Harbour Place Daycare Centre, and someone approached me and said, do you know, you'd fit this really well, and you get to do lots of charity work, you get to help lots of people, and there's so many opportunities from it. And I thought, why not? I've got nothing to lose. And so I started on that journey there, and a few months down the line now, it was the best decision I've ever made. I've made so many new friends, I've raised loads of money for charities, I've had so many more opportunities come for it, and it was just the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I can't wait for my next year as Miss Yorkshire and to represent Yorkshire and show them what I can do and help people locally and just make a big stamp on.
Yeah,
on the
superb.
So what do you do then? What does Miss Yorkshire get to do then? What do you do? Do you have to go open things or cut ribbons, or how does it work?
Yeah, I mean, I've had loads of requests so far already, but it's just turning up at events and cutting ribbons, like you said, or just wherever anyone wants me, I'll be there. Charity work, I'll do anything for charity. At the minute, I'm raising money for the Miss England charity, which is Beauty with a Purpose, which is part of the Miss World charity. And so far, we've raised over £1 billion, which is amazing. So just goes to show you, really, that this whole competition, it's not about having a pretty face. It's about being committed to raising money for such good charities. And I'm going to do loads for the local charities as well and make appearances different places and just really try and do my best for Yorkshire and try and do my best for England as well.
So next up, as you say, in July is the finals for Miss England. How long does that take, that process? Is it just over like a week or a weekend? And what happens?
It's over 3 days and there's different rounds. On one of the days, there's a sports round. So
okay.
You any good at cricket?
No.
Oh, right, okay. You're trying to recruit for your cricket team?
No, I'm thinking about Yorkshire. They lost the other day, didn't they? They might need a new opening batsman or bats lady.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it, really? So in the sports round, what do you have to do in the sports round then?
I'm not too sure. Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous for that, really.
Do you play any sports to a level?
Not really, no.
Okay. This could be interesting.
Let's move on. Let's move
on. Fishing count. I do fishing.
Fishing? It's a sport. It is a sport.
Yeah,
Fishermania.
I like a good drink with that, though. I don't think I'll be able to drink and do the sports round.
So you like going fishing and getting drunk? You sound like me and Darren.
This sounds pretty good. This
sounds
fantastic.
Maybe I should stay.
Yeah, I think so. Well,
you're definitely
more than welcome.
Any good at reading the news? I'm off.
Oh, yeah. I've got a funny feeling we've got Mark's replacement here.
Thanks, mate.
Face for radio.
Well, it is TV now as well, you see. That's the thing. We have to do everything on TV. So you have 3 days, you have the sports round. And what other rounds do you have to do?
On the night, there's loads of different rounds. So we've been preparing eco outfits, which is made from recycled things or can be from a charity shop. Or can be borrowed from a member of your family or a friend.
Are you good at upcycling then, are you?
I'm getting there. I'm getting more creative. I haven't got that creative streak in me, so I'm learning.
Right, okay.
But I don't want to reveal too much about my eco outfit. But yeah, so we do redo ethical recycling.
Okay.
And there's also a hair round, so we get judged on our hair, how we style our hair. That's with Stages Hair Design. There's also the beach beauty round, which is a completely optional round.
Right.
And obviously with the weight loss that I've done, I decided I wanted to enter this round. So I took a picture of myself in a swimsuit and I put it out there, and I'm so lucky to have been one of the 7 girls to be picked for top 7 of the Beach Beauty round. And I get to go to Sri Lanka on a photo shoot and mini tour at the end of June. So,
wow. So you get a free holiday out of it as well.
Yeah, well, it's work as well. There'll be photo shoots as well, but it's going to be such an amazing experience. And to have lost this weight and to be picked to be top seven of this round is absolutely amazing. And I mean, it's an optional round, so you don't have to enter it. And now I am so pleased that I did.
That's superb. I can't imagine there's that many people in Miss England in those finals that have gone through the journey that you've gone through. Or is it... Or have you spoken to other different counties and they've done similar sort of things to you?
I haven't spoken to anyone that has lost that amount of weight. A lot of the girls do this every year. This is my first year ever competing in anything right. like this. So I'm a newbie. But
is it really competitive? Like when you get into these finals, is it really competitive?
Do you know, it's not. It's when you're actually there, it's like... Everyone's getting the hair and makeup done and it's all, the music's on, everyone's dancing and everyone has just become so much good friends and it's amazing. To see the bonds and the friendships that everyone makes out of this competition is absolutely amazing and it's not catty in the slightest.
Oh, that's nice because I think you get, well, I suppose just from like the media and like films, you sort of like, you think it's going to be a certain thing. So it's nice to hear that it's not like that.
It's not like that at all. Everyone leaves this competition with great opportunities. Even if you don't get a title, there's great opportunities there. Everyone learns life skills and everyone comes out of this with friends. There's nothing bad about this competition in the slightest. The whole swimsuit thing is a load of rubbish. It's optional. If you want to do the swimsuit round, you do the swimsuit round.
Right.
And I mean, I would have never done this 2 years ago.
You don't get marked down for not doing the swimsuit round.
Of course not. No, absolutely not. But... I mean, if I didn't enter the swimsuit round, I wouldn't be going to Sri Lanka for a week. So there's amazing opportunities from this. And yeah. It's honestly the best thing I've ever done. And coming from someone who would have looked at this competition and thought, oh, no, I'd have never done that. I can't believe how far I've come. And to be in this, it has absolutely changed my life. And I've learned so much that at the end of this competition, at the end of Miss Yorkshire, I'm going to walk out of this with such life skills and amazing friends as well.
But you're always going to have that now. You're always going to be Miss Yorkshire 2017, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's a fantastic thing to think about. Yeah, exactly. It's just a huge thing to think about. Also, you see this in films and that on sort of beauty pageant where they've got to you do a speech. Now you speak really, really well. And you're intelligent. You come across amazingly well this morning. You are. Is it difficult? Do you have to do like a speech where you sort of like talk about stuff and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we speak about ourselves, and we'll be able to speak about our eco outfit as well.
Oh right, yeah.
Possibly some questions as well. So we won't know what questions will be asked. So it'll be a case of thinking of them, of the answer, and then saying them on the stage. Then, and it's quite daunting on the stage in front of a lot of people when you don't know what you're going to be asked, but. Mm. I was just say it from the heart and just wing it.
Well, you've done well this morning, so I think you're going to be absolutely fine and dandy, aren't you?
I hope so.
You're going to be super.
I'm really passionate about it, so whatever my answer will be, it'll be completely from me, completely from the heart. So hopefully the judges will hear that and like what I say.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they will. Pretty sure. Have you seen what your competition's like? Have you had a look at the other ladies and thought, yeah, I've got this. I've got this in the bag.
No, do you know, it's not like that at all. I've met most of the girls and they're all amazing. And a lot of them have become really close friends of mine. And we support each other so much. I've been in contact with Miss Grimsby a lot, Laura Goodham. And she is absolutely amazing. She's done so much for me for this competition. It's all about supporting each other. At the end of the day, we're all going to be there from the 12th to 14th of July at Resorts World Birmingham. We're all going to be there together. In each other's pockets, and it's just so much fun, and it's just all about supporting each other and doing what's best. So,
how is it judged? Can we influence this result? Do we have to? Can we vote, or how do we do it?
Yeah, so one of the rounds is a public voting round. So you just text in your vote. So if anyone wants to text in,
right, give me the number. Here we go.
So if you text Miss Yorkshire 21,
Miss Yorkshire. 21
to 6 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 to you, but it's an absolute dream to me. So if everyone could just vote for Miss Yorkshire, and hopefully I'll be able to represent England also.
That would be... What an idea if you become Miss England as well for the next... Is that, you hold that for the year as well, I would imagine, yeah? That would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
That'd be stunning, absolutely stunning. So what's next? You're a post lady, aren't you, as well? You do have to work as well,
yes.
You know? So you are a post lady as well. So is that you got a shift again tomorrow, or are you working, when are you working next?
Yeah, back again tomorrow. Off on Sundays, you don't get your post on Sundays. So
that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, then yeah. Back on Monday, but only for a week because then I'm going to Sri Lanka.
It's a hard life.
Hard life, isn't it?
It's a hard life, isn't it?
I'm so excited.
No, well done. Listen, we really, really appreciate you coming in this morning and having a little chat with us. We wish you the very, very best of luck. I think everybody's going to be texting now. Text MixYorkshire 21 to 63333. 50p plus your normal network charge. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well done.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Done.
Yeah. Will you come back and see us when you miss England, or will we be we'll be below you though? It'll be all
no.
Radio 1 then, won't it?
No, I'll come spend the day.
Will you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Jen, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really appreciate your
thank
time.
Thank you so
Cheers.
Much for
thank
having
you.
Me.
No
Bye.
Worries.